We'll talk some Lions coming up in about 20 minutes. Will Brinson, our buddy, joining us in just a few minutes. All right, a little background. His video pops up, and then it was him walking out of the room that he was in.
Yes.
So there you go.
So, oh, very, very good.
Back in.
Yeah, I love this.
We'll get him
it's
coming
so good.
Up. It's in a few minutes.
Sorry.
We're doing Will Brinson on X. So that's hilarious. The video pops up, and all I do is see you walking outside of the room for a quick moment. How you doing, man? It's been too long. Ah, he doesn't hear us. Damn.
All right, there we go.
Are we good now?
What's up? Sorry.
No, man, all good. So, yeah. Obviously, people have been listening to you for years, whether it's on the network or your various podcasts, following you on social media. You're a big better. But in addition to that, have you got everything finalized? Like, what are you doing this year? Contest-wise, are you done with that, joining all that? Are you doing a bunch of fantasy teams? Like, what are you into now?
I was live coming on that, coming on with the AirPods. Sorry about that. A little technical difficulties around the house today. I got a Circa Millions contest I'm doing with, two friends of mine, a buddy from home. And, I don't know if you guys know Link Calhoun, a good buddy, a good friend of mine. We're going to do a Circa Millions this year. Got a bunch of Survivor stuff. I'll probably be in your Survivor. Are you going to do your Survivor again, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, I'll be on that. I usually do that. It's easy. It like pops up on my app. So I'm like, yeah, I'll jump in. I'm terrible at a Survivor. Don't pick the Bengals week one. I think that's the easy lesson. They stink in week one under Zach Taylor with Joe Burrow. Got a new one that's popped up for college football that I'm about to do. That is, I've never seen before, and it requires no skill. So I'm not suggesting that anyone do it, but it's like Super Bowl squares. It's squares before the full season, and it's for Saturday Night Football. So every Saturday Night Football game, you get assigned a different set of squares, and the one that we're doing actually, so there's 100 squares, and there's I think it's like $500 a square or something like that. And it's, but 50 of the, there's two different pools. The one we're going to do, there's 50 squares that are paid for and then 50 squares that are completely blank. And if it lands on a blank square, so like Clemson LSU week one, nobody lands on like a square that's not bought. That then rolls over to quarter one of week two. And so like you can end up with like rollover to the point where something cashes really big. So, those are kind of the contests that I'm in right now. Obviously, fantasy and, season long picks and everything. I mean, the usual set of contests, adding some rollover lottos and that Circa Millions this year, which I'm excited about.
I told Joe, I don't know why I am the way I am. That's not what I told him, actually. I told him something else. But I don't know why I am the way I am. I'm going to find myself in one of my Survivor pools on the Raiders to beat the Patriots. And I'm well aware the Raiders are a 3-point dog. But if I hear one more person say the Patriots are a sleeping giant, I'm going to bet even more. I'm going to bet Raiders money line. I'm going to do Raiders teasers. I can't get around this Patriots hype.
Okay. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I just had – this is like probably 3 weeks ago on radio in Raleigh. And he's like, I think I'm going to take the Patriots as a sleeper team to make the playoffs. I was like, all right, that's like not, insane. Drake May takes a step forward. Mike Vrabel coaches him up. And I think Vrabel's a really good coach. And I was like, it's probably, and I just hadn't looked at it, right? Like in a week or so. So it's like maybe like late July or something like that. I was like, I guess the Patriots are probably like 3-1 to make the playoffs. I saw -120 to make the playoffs for the Patriots. Is that right? Did I misread that? That is an insane number. That is suggesting that the Patriots are more likely to make the playoffs than not make the playoffs. Drake May is a really good quarterback. He flashed a lot of stuff. Like he's an incredible athlete. I watch him a ton at Carolina, obviously. I mean, I'll tell you this. I think his performance in the pros already may be more impressive than what we saw from him in college against some of the better teams. Maybe that's a Mac Brown thing. Maybe that's a coaching staff thing from Carolina. I think he has the upside to be, you know, a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Patriots are a lot better this year because of a massive coaching upgrade. But like, you're playing for a wild card out of the gate because you're not good. You're not better than the Bills. Like, you're just not better than the Bills. So you're fighting for three spots. And oh, by the way, I know the Chargers lost their left tackle, but there's like, you know, three really good teams in the AFC West already. You've got two really good teams in the AFC North in the Bengals and the Ravens, add in the Steelers, who are clearly shoving all their chips in the middle of the table this season. I think teams in the South are improved. And so like, I think it is wildly out of whack to see the Patriots with that number. And let's not forget, Sam, this is a Pete Carroll revenge game. Pete Carroll comes in revenge game. The Patriots fired him. Revenge, Pete Carroll revenge game out of the gates. He's going to have a healthy Ashton Jeanty. He's going to have he's going to pound the football on these guys. And if they can't slow, if Jeanty, like that first preseason game, like 3 carries, 1 yard or whatever it was, people are like, oh, well, it might stink. No, like he looks awesome. He's going to be great. I think the Raiders offense is going to be way better than people think. And is there like a revenge angle with Chip Kelly and Mike Vrabel, or am I overthinking that? They didn't coach together at OSU, did they? I don't think so. But anyway, I think Chip Kelly, this is a big season for Chip Kelly. Like, do you want to talk about like if the Raiders surprise? I would rather bet on the Raiders to make the playoffs than the Patriots, I think.
I agree.
Woo! All right, good stuff. Today, we're previewing the Detroit Lions. They're a team that if you look at the betting market, the win total is still very high. But like, if you look at the make the playoffs and miss the playoffs, like, whoa, betting market's still not as hot on them in recent years for obvious reasons. The coaches certainly to start. Where are you on Detroit this year?
I think Detroit's a really nice buy low. And I'm not sure what our current number at BetMGM is for the for them to win the division. And it's a really tough division. Don't get me wrong. Packers are a good team. Vikings have Kevin O'Connell, who's one of the five best coaches in the league. And JJ McCarthy could be I don't think he's like an MVP sleeper, but I think he's, you know, like it wouldn't shock me if, I mean, heck, Sam Darnold was 4 weeks into the season. We're talking about Sam Darnold MVP. So like, why can't JJ McCarthy be in that way too early season mix? I think a really nice look, and we got those numbers up now. Thank you, guys. +145 to win the division. Like, I mean, yeah, I'll take that all day. I mean, this is – even with the loss of the two coordinators. Now, remember, the coordinators are great. That's awesome. Ben Johnson is an incredible play caller. You still have the guy who hired him in Dan Campbell, the guy who picked the coaches who became good coordinators with the talent that he had. And I realize a little attrition on the offensive line. Like, I get it, but it seems a little similar to me to the Bills and the Chiefs over the past couple of years, where people are kind of like, well, you know, you get this brain drain, something's going to happen, and it's going to see a fall off. I think there's a pretty good, not only would I bet the Lions to win the division at +145, I think that's good value because they're, you know, you're getting a plus number. I think if you parlay the Lions with the Chiefs and the Bills to win their respective divisions, you end up getting a really good number. And like, I think the Chiefs and the Bills to win the division as a parlay is one of the best bets of the year. Like, for whatever reason, the Chiefs are just not priced like they have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid for the third or fourth straight year. I don't get why we're insisting on this. Yeah, the Chargers could jump up and be awesome because they have Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. They just lost their left tackle for the year. That's kind of a big deal. One of their top runners – and oh, I love Amari Hampton. I mean, I got a future on him to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. But, like, Najee Harris had to be practiced with the team, right? So this backbone of this Harbaugh offense, that run game, is already suffering in that regard. Yeah, the Broncos have Sean Payton and Bo Nix, and I mean, it's like probably the greatest collection of coaches in one division ever. You still have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. It's a great price. I think if you pair that with the Lions and the Bills, you're going to get a really nice parlay look and a juiced up number that basically is just asking the Lions to win their division at a number that's better than 145. Or if you want to even just go Bills and Lions, you know, like tack that on, you're going to juice up that number a little bit so you're getting a better return. I think the Bills are a slam dunk to win their division.
Over under on touchdowns for Cam Ward is 18.5. touchdown passes. That seems light, doesn't it?
Yeah, that seems a little low. It's 2025 and we have 17 games being played. I mean, that's like, I mean, maybe this is like Will Levis hangover. I don't know. That's weird. Like, I mean, I get that the Titans weren't, very good. I do expect the offense to be substantially better. This is a guy that's like, you're the number one pick. No matter how it goes, barring injury, you're going to play 17 games. You're going to see, that means you just have to, basically average what, like 1.25 for, I mean, even less than that, right? Like 1.1 touchdowns per game. I mean, 1.2 touchdowns per game to get to, and I realize you can't throw 1.2 touchdowns in a game, but like you have to average 1.2 touchdowns per game. You get one bad defense. You got 2 weeks against the Jacksonville Jaguars secondary too, by the way. And I know Travis Hunter's awesome, but like he's going to be playing wide receiver a lot too. I mean, this is I would be looking at the over on that. I think it's a team that could easily be trailing in a lot of games. They'll want to run the football as much as they can because, that's what you do with a young quarterback. But this guy's going to have to throw. He's got some decent weapons. He's got a live arm, loves to scramble around and make plays, isn't afraid to force the ball down the field. Now, that results in some, like in Miami, like you saw some really bad turnovers and really bad spots, but you also saw some electric plays down the field. And you're getting a couple of games against bad secondaries. You're getting a team that's probably going to be trailing because, look at, they're almost 8-1 to win a terrible division, not terrible, but like a lower tier division. That's a team that should be throwing a lot more, and Cam Ward should see a lot more looks than that, especially if they're, loading up the box and forcing them to throw in the red zone. I like that over a lot. Yeah.
With Will Brinson, Betsweats, Joe O, Sammy P, talking NFL, of course, and Will, a bunch, this happens every year in the league, where you get these surprise teams. And last year was Minnesota win total 6.5. They blow through that. Washington was 6.5. Denver was a surprise team. People didn't know that they had the quarterback. Sean Payton got his dude, at least for right now. What is your surprise team for 2025?
I actually liked the Broncos last year, so good on me for being on the Broncos. But I'm a Sean Payton stan. So like, I think when you look at you get that sort of coaching, and I'm always going to be intrigued by it. I think that the way to look at this is, if you're going to attack a quote unquote surprise team, I think you probably want to look at divisions that are a little bit thinner. In terms of, let's say the NFC South, the Buccaneers are a very good team, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they won the division, but they keep winning the division with 9 wins. They keep doing that, and they keep doing it in a way where they start slowly. So a team like the Carolina Panthers with a win total, I think you can get like 6.5 minus 130, right? And I'm not saying Carolina's going to be great, just as an example. I think the Falcons are kind of intriguing too with like 7.5 over minus 140 I see out there. I want talented, highly drafted, highly skilled young quarterbacks who are sort of being undervalued in weaker divisions. So the other team I'd probably look at is the Jacksonville Jaguars. You have a coaching upgrade. The addition of Travis Hunter, who in theory is a first round pick on both sides. It's crazy to me that if you're if you stand Trevor Lawrence in 2025, you're kind of it's not an island, but it's like a small little village, right? Like most people root against Trevor Lawrence succeeding. And I think when you have Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter that you're throwing to, and, Michelle Tootin has been good, had some issues in maybe pass pro, but you have Tank Bigsby, who we'll see if he's in there. And then Travis Etienne, who's also undervalued. I think there's a decent chance that this offense is top 10 in the league. And if that's the case and the defense improves at all, thanks to Travis Hunter, then you have a real case where the Jaguars could, and I love the Jaguars odds to win the division. You have a real chance the Jaguars could be closer to a 10-win team and pop up as sort of, and we saw it, right? You get Urban Meyer, disaster season. Doug Peterson comes in, and I realize they were struggling the first half of that year, but an improvement in coaching led to the Jaguars winning the division and being sort of a team the following year that everybody thought could make another big leap. And it, of course, it didn't happen. I think 3-1 for the Jaguars to win the division, you're getting plus 310 here at MGM, is a great number. Houston could win the division, wouldn't surprise me. I don't think Houston's going to win the division with 12 wins. I think Jacksonville can go out and win 10 games and steal that division. And at 3-1, I'm a big fan of that. So I would say the Jaguars, Panthers, and Falcons sort of profile as teams that, you know, were in that middle tier, lower tier that could take a leap up.
Good stuff. Will Brinson at Will Brinson over on X. Will, appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you throughout the season, all right?
Yeah, guys. Talk to you soon.
Good stuff from Will. And let's continue to talk about the Detroit Lions a little bit. Jim Costa from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit is going to drop by next. This is Joe O. Sammy P. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.